We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench. I want to go back to Saturday, first of all, and talk about how embarrassing those games were. I mean, the Chargers literally crapped all over themselves with that loss to the Texans. You got to be kidding me. I mean, 32-12? How about your boy, Orange Sherbert? Justin Herbert threw four interceptions and got sacked four times. He was awful. I have never seen that guy look worse. Stroud threw for 282, a tutty, one pick, got sacked three times. They move on to face the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead in the divisional. And then, after that was over, it got worse. It really did. Because the Steelers lost again, just like I told you they would. I got the Chargers game wrong, I'll give you that. But things turned around and got really good after that. I hit the Ravens 28-14 over the Steelers. They were up 21-0. I thought the bottom line was in the second half, the Steelers, you know, tried to get back in the game. They just couldn't do it because they were in such a deep hole. Now, think of this. They lost their last five games. They were 10-3. They finished 10-8. How pathetic is that? Honestly, I think they have to move on from Mike Tomlin. At what point do you say enough is enough? They never win in December. They never win playoff games anymore at all. They used to win Super Bowls. He won a Super Bowl. One. And then since then, it's been a postseason disaster. Now, I'll give you this. He wins regular season games from September through Thanksgiving. He's never had a losing season. Good for you. That is impressive. I'll say that. He'll get a job in 5 minutes if they let him go. But I think they have to. I mean, at what point do you just say it's not working anymore? It's true. It's not working. And they are finished. And I knew they were going to be finished. I said they would get their ass beat, and they did. On Sunday, I hit all three games. How about the Bills? 31-7 over the Broncos. Allen threw for 272 and two tutties. Cook had 120 yards and a tutty. And the Broncos threw a bomb early. Knicks. It was a beauty from like the 50-yard line. He just led the receiver right into the end zone. And the bottom line is they never scored again. They got torched. And the Eagles moved on. They beat the Packers 22-10 at the Link. Barkley ran for 119. Devonta Smith had four catches for 55 yards. Hurts came back from his concussion. And the Eagles roll. The game of the night was the Commanders, just like I said it would be. That was the best game before it started and after it ended. The Commanders win it 23-20. Gonzalez with the field goal with no time left, off the upright and in. It bounced off the upright and through for the win. And they move on for the first time since 06. The Commanders, how about it? So tonight in Arizona at the Toaster in Glendale, the Vikings and the Rams hook up. It's the last wild card game. Minnesota's laying 2.5, 47.5 the number. It's on ESPN. Now, the divisional round, Texans Chiefs, 4:30 on Saturday at Arrowhead. Kansas City laying 7.5, 41.5 is the number. And then at 8 o'clock, the Commanders and Lions at Ford Field in Detroit. The Lions are laying 8.5. 55.5 is the total. And then on Sunday, the winner of the Vikings-Rams will play the Eagles at the Link in Philly. That game's at 3 o'clock on NBC. And then at 6:30 on CBS, it's the Ravens and Bills in the B-Lo in Orchard Park. Buffalo's laying 1. 51.5 is the total in that puppy. That's going to be a hell of a game in Buffalo. All right, let's go to the NBA on Sunday. The Knicks blew out the Bucks at the Garden. 140 to 106. You got to be kidding me. You know, Giannis had 24 and 13. Didn't matter. Brunson had 44 and 6 dimes for the Knicks. They're 26 and 14 now and 13 and 6 at home. In overtime, the Jazz clipped the Nets 112-111. Collier with the layup with 2 seconds left to win it for the Jazz. The Nuggets by 11 over the Mavericks in Dallas. The Joker had 19 and 18 with 9 dimes. The double-double, almost the trip-dub. The Kings keep rolling. They're over 500 now. 124-119 in Chicago. Sabonis with 22 and 15 boards, the double-double. The Celtics by one, just one, over the Pelicans, but they still got it done. 120 to 119, Tatum at 38 and 11 boards. The Pacers ended the Cavaliers' winning streak at 12 games with a win in Cleveland. 108 to 93. The Pacers are 4 games over 500 now. And Nebhard had 19 to lead him. Magic's win was 104-99 over the Sixers at the Kia. Anthony had 27 for Orlando. The Thunder blew out the Wizards big, 136-95 in D.C. Wiggins had 23-9 for Oak City. And the Suns by 7 over the Hornets at the Footprint in the Desert. D-Book had 30, 8 dimes, and 3 steals. Let's take a look at tonight in the NBA on a Monday. You got the Pistons and Knicks at the Garden at 7:30. New York's laying 7.5. 10:30 on NBA TV. Spurs and Lakers at the Crypt. LA laying 3.5. 10:30 Heat and Clippers at the Intuit in La 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 Lipstick City. Clips laying 6.5. Now back at 7 o'clock, T-Wolves Wizards in D.C. Minnesota's laying 13.5. The Wizards are awful. 7:30 Warriors and Raptors in Toronto. Golden State laying 5.5. 8 o'clock on NBA TV, Grizzlies and Rockets. Houston laying 2.5 there. There's your NBA for Monday. You're good to go in terms of pro hoops. Now let's look at college. From, Sunday, at the very least, we want to give you these. There were some good games and some blowouts, to be honest. The best game, Oregon and Penn State, the 15th-ranked Ducks, 82-81 over Penn State in Happy Valley. Number 16, Michigan State by 10 over Northwestern in Chicago. How about Purdue, ranked 20th, 104-68. They beat up Nebraska at Mackey in West Lafayette. Cox had 23 and 4 steals for the Boilers. Number 21, West Virginia, 78-70 over Colorado in Boulder. Small had 26 and 7 dimes for the Mountaineers. And number 24, Michigan, 91-75 over Washington. Golden had 19 and 7 boards for the Wolverines. Now let's look at college rack for tonight. In terms of the ranked games, number 22 UCLA is falling apart lately, losing every game. Mick Cronin snapping, getting thrown out of games. They're at Rutgers tonight at the rack in Piscataway. UCLA is laying 2.5 in that one. There's some other games like Boston College and Notre Dame in South Bend, Minnesota and Maryland in College Park. As far as that Notre Dame game, the Irish are laying 11.5. And Maryland's laying 14.5 in that game against the Gophers. It's really light. The rest of the games are pretty much awful everywhere else. I'm not even going to mention them. They're so bad, to be honest with you. So that's it for college rack tonight. Let's take a look at hockey. The Lightning beat the Penguins at the PPG in Pittsburgh 5-2. Kucherov had 2 goals. They lost the Penguins Saturday to the Senators 5-0, 5-2 to the Lightning on Sunday. A horrible weekend for them. And Malkin goes on the IR. And then Red Wings 6-2 over the Kraken in Detroit. Larkin with a goal and an assist for the Red Wings. Senators 3-2 over the Stars in Ottawa. The Ducks beat the Canes in overtime. And Gauthier had 2 goals and the winner for the Ducks on the road in Raleigh. That was a stunner. And Vegas 4-1 over the Wild in Sin City. That was after they had lost to the Islanders and Rangers. And they finally rebounded. As for tonight, 7 o'clock, Panthers, Flyers in Philly. Florida's minus -165. Flames and Blackhawks in Chicago. Calgary's minus -135. The best game is 9:30 at Rogers Place in Farrell, Alberta. It's the Kings and Oilers. Edmonton's minus -185. And just for giggles, Djokovic and Alcaraz, winners in the first round of the Aussie Open Down Under. They're playing tennis again. And Nick Taylor wins in a playoff at the Sony Open on the PGA Tour. That's it for a Monday. You're good to go. Check out Pharrell Coast to Coast on Sports Grid TV, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern. It's also on the Sports Grid app at sportsgrid.com/watch. Of course, we're on TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search Sports Grid. You'll find us. We're on Amazon Freevee, Roku Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. Sirius Channel 159 and Sports Byline USA. Get the Pharrell and the Prophet app. Pharrell and the Prophet. That's all you have to do. Look it up. You'll love it. Sign up. You get great plays, great picks. Watch Profit Plays for mixed picks. They're badass. They make people lots of money. Watch Pharrell Unplugged, Pharrell and the Profit. That's when Mick and I get together and rage on sports. All kinds of good shows on the app. Make sure you check out ProfitableTV.com as well for even more inside skinny. All right, we'll see you today at 3 on C2C. Shagadoo, shagadoo.